Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson. AfterBuzz
TV. The destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello.
Yes.
I love it, ladies. We're so talented with our
moves. So welcome, you guys. Yes, AfterBuzz TV, Jane the Virgin, Chapter 23. I am your host, Madison Chase Fit. You can follow me on Twitter at Madison Chase Fit. And we have some new co-hosts, but I got to kick it to my girl, Stephanie G, first.
Hey, everyone. I'm Stephanie Georgie. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at The Stephanie Georgie.
And then?
Woo! And our lovely host next to us.
Hey, guys. I'm Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43.
And we have a new virgin.
I am the virgin to the after show.
Yes.
Very exciting. And I'm Amanda Richards. You can find me at AmandaAfta31 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
So let's hop right into it, ladies.
So let's do it.
I want to hear your story, Sam, because you told a very interesting story about how you caught up to Jane the Virgin. So let's hear that. Give us a sidebar.
It was very fortuitous, I think. God wanted me to watch Jane the Virgin.
I love it.
But no, I binged it in one weekend. It was a week. It was like 5 days, and I just kind of plowed through it. Mm-hmm. And then I took an Uber to go to my stand-up show, and my driver looked very familiar. And I couldn't place it.
Don't tell who it is.
I won't tell who it is to save his, reputation. But it's okay to be an Uber driver.
It is.
But he had been on the show for quite some time, and I couldn't believe it was him. I was like, oh my God, I'm in his car.
Did you ask for an Ussie? I would have so asked for an Ussie.
I didn't. I was like a little embarrassed, mm-hmm. but really? I did keep on asking him about the show. But it was really funny. I love this show so much.
Oh, yay.
Okay. So how did you start watching?
I try to watch a little bit of everything just because of the industry we're in, but I started watching the show just because I love Gina Rodriguez.
Yes.
I think she's a star. Like, she's like, from the moment she gets on the screen, you're like, she's electric. She's amazing. I just, like, as soon as I saw her and I saw the buzz going on about her, I was like, this show is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. So I'm a huge fan. Huge, huge fan.
Yay. I think we're all huge fans, and that's why we're here. So let's talk about it. Chapter 23.
Everyone should be.
Yes. Woo-hoo. So I love how the beginning always starts with a resounding theme, and so the resounding theme this show was about her being strong, mm-hmm. and so when we looked at everything that happened, she needed strength because dun dun dun, Mateo.
Wait,
we won't get to it.
Mateo Gloriano Rogelio Solano Villanueva.
I was gonna give that to you, so I'm so glad you did it, because I was gonna try to practice do it one more time, Steph.
Wait, I gotta look at my notes real quick. Mateo Gloriano Rogelio Solano Villanueva.
I like how you do it. I can't do
Sorry,
that at
Mateo
all.
Sorry, Mateo Gloriano Rogelio. Mateo Gloriano Rogelio Solano Villanueva.
Okay, you got
it. At the end of this episode, I'll nail it, guys.
Okay, we have time to practice.
We're already impressed, okay?
Yeah.
That's better than I will ever be able to do. So.
I totally
no, not
do
at
it.
The end of this
season.
That's true. At the end of the season, I will speak Spanish. Absolutely. Fluently.
Madison always true turns story super Colombiana at the end of the year. Yes.
Papi Chula. Yeah. Papi Chula's out there. So, yes, I love how they always do the flashback telenovela, mm-hmm, the flashback of little Jane, which I think she is so cute. Mm-hmm.
And she looks older in this episode.
She did.
Yeah. She looked older, grown. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, no, don't grow up, little Jane.
No, stay little Jane. Okay. So, yes. So, let's talk about Gina Rodriguez is so incredible because you could always see the emotion like brewing on her face. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she's counting the minutes and they're like 9 minutes. She's like, 9 minutes. He's been gone for right his test. So it's okay. And then we discover mm-hmm that it's not okay. I would have been freaking out if that, first of all, you didn't have sex to get the baby.
Right.
So you didn't enjoy the labor of making the baby. Right. So now your child that comes out of your hoo-ha.
Yes. Is kidnapped. If
I would have lost my mind.
I would have lost my mind too. Yeah. And I love how she always, well, I love that she needed that song in the moment because in the flashback, we see her watch that novela and the song that mm-hmm is singing, you know, you do anything for the one that you love. Mm-hmm. And it's so cute. They play everything so well together where mm-hmm she just needed that song at that moment, but it didn't come through. Mm-hmm. What yeah would you guys have done? I mean, who knows, right?
Just watching, my stomach was churning. And mm-hmm I, like, I'm the type of person that I hate children. Well, I don't hate children, but I feel
you just
like
it.
I'm not the type of girl that's like, I want to grow up and have kids. Like, yeah. I feel like I just kind of, like, stray away from that. But when that happened, my stomach was churning. I was like, what is she going to do? Right. She needs to act fast.
Yes.
So, I think that it was crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of shows when they come back after cliffhangers in the season finale, they end up being like 3 months later. Mm. And in a way, I kind of was expecting that to happen because it's such an intense, terrible, like all of us were, yeah. I was like, oh God, mm-hmm, oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
I almost would have rather been like, let's just see what happens after. But I'm glad that they didn't because we got to see all these different weird relationships grow.
That's mm-hmm so true.
Which has been the theme of the entire novela or series. The entire series where you keep seeing that. But that's, I think, my only issue with it because I'm so torn between everyone because this show has been so incredible that yes I've fallen in love with even some of our, you know, our villains. Exactly. And mm-hmm it's like, it makes me, well, I get super buttered about it.
Yeah.
Especially in the moment where, you know, she's kind of realizing that everything is happening, that her baby just got, you know, was just kidnapped, which I think she does incredibly. And then even more so when, what happens like when your mom or when someone loves you comes and comforts you, mm-hmm, the tears come out. Mm-hmm. When does that happen for her? Yeah. When Michael calls her.
Yeah.
So Michael calls her.
I didn't think about that.
Michael calls her and right away because it's like, it's her comfort zone. She, you know, she's like, oh my God, they kidnapped my baby. And yeah, she could have been in shock, but still it, I pay attention to those little details and it made me sad. I love Michael, but
I do too.
Well, do you guys, you know, so many shows that I'm on, we're like team this, team that.
Yeah.
We weren't here last season, so
we do team Raph and team Michael.
Yes, yeah. So what team are you guys on?
Good question.
In the beginning, I used to be team Michael, but I fell in love with Raph.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like Jane, exactly like her.
Yeah.
But I'm like I'm a loyalty person where it's just, but Michael came first.
And he waited for her. So right. I think that's a huge thing. But I think when you look at someone's actions, and he lied about a lot of different things.
I mean, like, they both did.
They did, but I think,
he had some more sneaky stuff.
Yes, his was definitely sneakier. And I think you always remember your first love and your first crush. So mm-hmm. I think I was definitely more Team Raph just because I think it was her first love. And
technically, that he did come first those 5 years prior.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did come first.
Well, okay. So
what about you,
Shalane? Just watching it on your own and not having to do the after show, where was your heart?
Team Raph.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And personally, I think Michael should be, like, out of the picture, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's a great guy, but he just seems like he's trying to put himself into a situation that now he's kind of really removed from.
Right.
So if I were him, I'd be like,
because you think it's inappropriate?
No, I just think that I would, if it were me, I would be like, okay, this is a situation that I know is terrible and I'll be there for you. And I, you know, I love you. I support you. But as far as our like romantic life together, whatever, I'm out. Yeah. I gotta move. He has to move on in a way because he's never going
to
be the baby's dad. And the baby's dad is clearly involved.
Yeah. Right.
So it's something, I think that he needs to kind of just remove himself.
I agree.
If you ask me. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of feel like Michael carrying the baby out and saving Mateo.
I agree.
Was like symbolic that the baby, he's going to see him as a father too. Mm-hmm. I think that in itself is very much going to be part of the whole thing. And that, like him doing that, being the savior, it is just very, you know, he's going to be part of this kid's life for a long time.
Sam, I don't appreciate you making me want to cry right now. When they say it takes a village, so, you know, we got the abuela, we got...
Because he's come to save the day a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Like
he always does. Yeah. I don't know why I feel so torn about it. I act like it's so real. And when we had both Brett and Justin Maldoni here, oh my God, it was so good. We'll try to get them back, everybody. Don't worry.
We'll definitely have to get them back. I know, Justin just had a baby, so we'll have to...
Yeah, he did, so he's in that zone.
Yeah, he's in that phase.
He's in that world. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah, let's talk about
scene.
So, Sin Rostro, did you notice that her voice sounded different?
A little bit.
Like, potentially, maybe we might have a new Sin Rostro since potentially they're changing her face or her face changed.
Oh, do you think she did surgery and then they cast it again?
I think they recast it because it didn't sound like her voice.
Are you speaking about the voice from the very beginning or the voice at the very end? Because I think there are two different people.
Yeah, I think the beginning is definitely different from the voice that we heard Sin Rostro on this episode.
And also when they did, you know, a recap of last year at the beginning of the episode, they very specifically were like, she could have changed her identity.
Yes.
So, hello, new actor, probably. Yeah.
I totally think that we're going to see a new Sin Rostro. Oh, so, dun, dun, dun. Get
Which
ready.
Which is so scary. And then Nadine was back right away.
And bringing she seemed the creepy baby. To me. I was not, I did not like this Nadine. Ozzy, I love you, but I did not like this. Like, she just, it was something about the church and the way she was holding the baby. And then she said, you know, the part of the brooch has all of the faces and all of the criminals that have changed their faces, the before and then after.
Yeah.
And then it was like, she was like, how are you going to choose? It was almost like, I think she was asking him to choose her again versus, you're going to give me the pen so that you could have the baby so you could potentially get back with Jane.
Right.
So I felt like it was just,
said too, she's like, oh, I'm surprised. Rose said that you would. I didn't think you would.
Yeah.
Like, well, what do you mean by that? Of course. We're talking about a child here.
Right.
So
this is a baby.
And at one point, Michael was going to potentially be the father to that child.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. That was kind of the plan. He would be part of the child's life.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when you think about it, of course he's still going to have a connection to it. And of course he loves Jane.
Yes.
I know.
And he would do anything for her.
I almost wish he was evil, Michael. In a way, it would make it so much easier.
Yeah. To not like him.
What a perfect novela scenario where we're like, no, I love you both. Like, truly, I do. I mean, at this point, I feel like they're even. I don't even care.
Yeah. Ugh. I think they are even. The fact that she picked up the phone and, like you said, she was about to cry.
Which is what was happening last season throughout the, you know, where it's your friend and it's who you're comfortable with. And sometimes people say comfort is stronger than love, or they'll say that love isn't enough. So, both of those sayings plays to Michael. So that kind of bothers me. But then in my gut, I feel like she would be most happy with Raph. For those, because her small moments with him are huge.
Yeah.
Where with Michael, they just have so many.
They're consistent.
They're just consistent. Yes. Exactly.
Not the super, super special where your heart flutters and that kind of.
They're both so hot, though. It's not like one's like ugly.
They're
kind
different
of.
Different kinds of hot, though.
But they're both very sexy.
I agree. Yeah. I totally agree. Like, I think Michael is more like boy next door.
Yes.
Like, he's the good guy.
And Justin's like...
Justin's like... Yeah. He's like that guy you want to, you know...
Yeah, pull my hair. No, I'm sorry.
Right, right. that too, Steph. He's like, not kidding, not really. So, I think that... I love how they bring the nuns back from the school. And so, their Rogelio tweets when the baby goes missing. I love how they always bring social media into this because he's so full of himself. But we see him like... He's transforming into like a really good grandfather.
Absolutely.
And hopefully, Papa, I'm excited. So I love that his fan club like started the chaos and the paparazzi, and so he's teaching her like how to deal with that, and that didn't really work. But I also love too with Rogelio and Michael that there's still this bond between
them.
They're so close that it's, I think that's going to be hard for Roth to compete with. Yeah, it's going to be hard for him to compete with.
Hopefully it's just one of those situations where you do just accept it, because it's like, yeah, you have the relationship with the father, but I have her.
Yeah, well, it's also a very weird situation. Nothing about it is normal, and they talk about that. Mm-hmm. So why can't he, Mateo, have two father figures?
And that's 100% normal in our society. I do an after show for the Fosters also, and what we love to emphasize is that we don't like to use the word normal, because a family's a family. It's who loves you. It's who take care of you. And
that's true.
You can have more than one mother. You can have more than one father. Why should we be limited to who we consider our family?
And I love that television is supporting that and showing that.
Absolutely.
And showing real lives. I think that's really great right now.
Me too.
Especially on these younger channels for, you know, teens and 18 to 32.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Very smart. Can get a realization.
Yeah.
I would love to bring up Luisa, because she pisses me off. Also, hopefully we'll get her on the show, so that'll be great. But Luisa...
Oh my God, yeah, we didn't talk about her. Yeah.
When they call her to get the whole hint and the dragonfly, and she like starts to... She cries, and then Juicy gets all nuts or anything. But just, I don't understand why there's always an issue with her. And I feel like she ruined everything in this episode.
She has an addiction problem. I think that's what it is, whether it's alcohol or a woman.
Terrible women. Yeah.
That, right?
Yeah.
Bad women.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, because it just consumes her.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like after she stopped drinking, then she just moved into this relationship and obsession, this like weird codependent, like gross thing.
But you know what? If you think about like real life, typically, because his mom paid his dad off for him to stay away. So I think that she has like mother issues.
Oh, abandonment issues?
Yeah, abandonment issues from her mother. So feeling like you have to have someone that you're with, like that needy addiction, and it's like she doesn't have her own identity, and she also has that abandonment. Yeah, she's messed up. So.
Which is funny, because I love when the narrator goes, everyone is messed up. He's like, well, everyone's doing great except for I wrote secret marriages, crazy ex-girlfriends, lovers and friends, and criminals.
Yeah.
Jane the Virgin in a nutshell.
And then he said something like, you know, she's a mess. No, what are we kidding?
Yeah.
Huge mess.
Craves attention, for sure.
She definitely craves attention. So let's talk about the lactation, because I learned some
stuff.
Me too. I was like, oh my goodness. So Jane is having an issue with breastfeeding, which I understand. I have a girlfriend that just had twins, and so
it was emotional for her, right?
Like, I think being a first time mother, it's probably even more emotional. Number one, because your baby was kidnapped. Even
trauma.
For that 92 minutes. I love that she was like counting the time, like, it's been 92 minutes, I have to breastfeed him. Like, she was very determined to get that boob in the baby's mouth in 81 minutes, and I loved it. So I love when she goes to the lactation coach, and the coach is like, let me see your boob. I think that's something that you have to like kind of be like, if you're not used to being that exposed to people, that some women, like, I think maybe after the second baby, you could whip that tit out of you. It's like,
no big deal.
I love when she goes, we're not shy here. She's like, no, I'm not either. I'm not
getting it.
She's so cute. Always.
And then they look at her boob and they go, we can fix that. The worst thing for someone to say when they look at your boobies.
But that is sad, because when my sister had her baby, and baby Roman, my nephew, my godson also, latch on, it's emotional, because you really do want that. So their feelings getting hurt also.
Yeah.
Because I think most of it is just the experience.
Yeah.
You know? Plus, I hear that boob milk is the best milk.
And it also burns a lot of calories.
It does. That's how you lose all your weight.
It's how you lose the baby weight. So I like that. So
Nipple confusion.
Nipple confusion. So we learned some new terms.
And when Ralph said, not if he's my son.
I was like, bro, but he was not... really trying to jump in, like, double dutch. He was like, I want to be a part of this conversation.
I would have thought that was funny. I wouldn't have taken it. I would have been like, okay.
Babe. Oh, wait, she can't say that.
not yet. But then Raphael talks to Michael, which I thought was really great. I love how they put the choices. Like, either he could give him good advice, mm-hmm. and then their relationship is mended, or he'd give them bad advice, and then they break up, and then the other choices.
Well, he didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you could say nothing and then let him figure it out.
But I'm still Team Raph, but I love that he still is for Jane. Like, he... You could see, like, I think maybe last season that he was still trying to, like, get her. But I feel like now he's looking at the bigger picture, mm-hmm. that I care about this little boy, Mateo. And I still love his mother, but mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily in love with her. But
Except for later in the episode, uh-oh. When she says one little thing and he's like,
yeah. No, he's super in love with her, I think.
That's always hard.
It's sad.
Babies come first, though.
I know. I think once that happens,
babies come first.
So he gives him good advice, and I love the new term that Ralph kind of, like, chimes in. Mm-hmm. He was like, I want to see how to get closer to the Villanueva, women. Yeah. And he learned that he's cluster feeding. I'm like, that is a new one, cluster feeding. Yeah. I had no idea.
That whole process.
Yeah.
See, but I love when Ralph is like that, because I feel like it shows his confidence and, you know, not minding, you know, to talk to Michael. Even when they hugged each other when they had the baby, like, that was really great.
Poor Michael,
because he's the only one that's dealing with it.
Yeah, and that was seen in the bar, when he goes to the bar.
He's all blue. Yes.
Oh, and he, you know, one guy says he's having a hard day and he's got fired or something. And then Michael says the whole thing. He's like, oh, you win. Yeah. And it's really funny when he says it out, the whole thing, very fast. It's like, wow, that's pretty messed up.
Right? Mike's fiancé got it. Accidentally inseminated. Oh, my gosh. And he falls in love with the person that she was accidentally inseminated by.
That she was obsessed with in high school.
Yeah.
She was in high school and she met him.
Oh my gosh, she was, because she's only 23 now.
Yeah. Oh.
That's ridiculous.
Interesting.
It's so interesting to watch a show about a girl who is so young but talking about things that normally, like, a 35-year-old would be talking about, like, dealing with those issues about, like, breastfeeding and lactating. She speaks
in that manner, like, she speaks maturely in that way.
Yeah.
So it's not even like she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's studied. She knows what she's doing, kind of. Well, she doesn't know what
she's trying.
Right. Yeah, she's doing
the best she can. She's being brave.
Right.
Yes. The theme is being brave. So, yes, I love the whole breastfeeding. I learned some stuff today, Jane the Virgin. Thank you, Jane the Virgin writers, whoever came up with that. So, let's talk about Petra. Everybody sighs.
She's frustrating.
You know what? I think she's pathetic too. Like, she has her daddy issues, and now she's got her mama issues. But I feel like her mom actually gave her good advice. Mm-hmm. She's like, let it go. Like, let him go. Sell him the sperm. I love that she's still trying to make money. Like,
I couldn't believe that.
Mama is a pimp. She's pimping her daughter.
She is.
To get the sperm, to sell his own sperm back to him when you were married, he had cancer. Like, where are you from? Who raised you?
Her mama raised her.
Wouldn't Petra get enough money from the divorce and everything? Does she really need to sell the sperm?
But the addiction and the obsession of just living comfortably. When she called the mom and she was in her comfortable suite, I just feel so lonely. And she's all in cell. Mm-hmm. Lonely, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that part bothers me. But she's just, I get mad because you could almost sympathize only because they showed us that scene. I mean, regardless, because she's an ex-girlfriend. Yes. But because of how evil she is, that's why we don't care about her. But when they showed, I didn't know that she had gotten pregnant before and that it didn't work out. Yes. Did they say anything about that season one?
I think they did. I don't remember.
I thought it was just the attempt. So now because she knew the sex, that means that what? She had a miscarriage 5 months in?
Yeah, she had a miscarriage. Because remember,
that changes everything.
She was knitting the hat, remember?
Yeah.
She was knitting the
hat. And because
she
had the cupcake of the sex. So it's like,
yes, and it was purple, and then she called the doctor. Yeah. So that was interesting, but I cannot believe that your mother, she actually gave good advice. It's evil. Maybe prison is working for her.
No, because she's a foreign mom who's like, they're just, everyone outside of America is realistic, I feel like.
But don't you guys think that Petra and Michael are just like, they're the same character? in a sense, but Michael is choosing the high road now, and Petra is still, it's like, at first they were even, because they were working together in a way, and now it's just, he's taking the high road, and she just keeps on getting lower and lower and lower.
So it's showing you if you are at a very low point where you can go.
You have a choice. You have a choice to make.
I totally agree.
I don't know. It makes me sad because, you know, when they continue to put characters together, it's one of those things where the more specific time you spend with someone, a relationship develops. I just don't want to see that with the wrong people, but they're all forced to be around each other all the time. So it's like, which one will overcome?
Yeah, I definitely think that's an interesting point.
They're both blonde.
Yeah.
Only blondes.
And blue eyes.
Uh-oh.
Maybe
they're siblings.
Everybody's like, da, da, da.
Michael's like Amanda. A strawberry blonde. A little splash of ginger in there.
Ginge. Like. You like the ginge, huh,
I don't. I have a problem with it, but...
Oh, don't be not. Don't be
mean. Me, I'm not being mean. Okay. I'm saying I don't have a problem with the ginge.
I like the ginge.
I do, too. Yeah. I love the ginge. Yeah.
No, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we had this conversation before, and my friend was like, don't say that, that's mean. Okay, but I like that. Okay, so, yes, I think I almost wanted so her assistant is just as conniving. You know what it goes to show? It goes to show you that when you're conniving, you draw conniving people to you. So for her assistant to know, because you thought, oh, maybe he doesn't know what's in the bag. And he Scott? Gives the baby back. Yeah, Scott gives the baby back.
He didn't know. I think he thought.
No, he knew.
I think he knew.
That it was the sperm was in
there? Absolutely, because when he comes to her office and he was like, let's talk about that sperm.
Oh, he...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How did I miss that? Oh, my God. Yeah. I wrote the most incredible notes, too. But I kept pausing so I could write my notes. I can't believe I didn't hear it. Continue.
Yeah. So I was like, that is interesting. So it just goes to show you that when you're conniving, you get conniving people around you. So as nice as he, you're like, oh, he's very efficient.
No. Eager is what they called him, right?
Yeah.
They called him what?
They called
very
him
over-eager.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely over-eager.
And I almost wanted, when she went to Rob's penthouse, I wanted him, like, for when her purse spilled over, I wanted it to roll out. I was like, oh!
Or when he stood in front of it and he grabbed the,
I wanted him
the
to
business
look in
plan
it.
Instead.
Yeah, I wanted him to.
Oh, I hate her.
Yeah, and you thought he was going to.
Yeah.
Oh, like, the tension was there.
Yeah.
The tension was there, but then it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. So hopefully she won't get pregnant. And hopefully,
I think she will. I mean, not to get into predictions, but I mean, we saw what she did, and she got it offline, and I can't even imagine what kind of chat rooms there are or whatever online to get pregnant with someone's sperm. There's people crazy out there.
Yeah.
But I also think that because she had it out of the container, like, if it's, like, frozen, and then you have to put it in hot water to, like, unfreeze it, like... You had it out.
She was carrying it around for a
while.
She
was carrying it around. So I think, possibly,
that it's dead.
Because she had it, like, out already. Like, it's almost like having some peas or a frozen pizza. And you're like, oh, well,
The sperm thawed.
Yeah, it already thawed, I'm thinking. Because she had it out for a while.
Yeah, but this is a TV show. And I feel as though if they're going to, like, introduce that storyline... It's not just going to be like, oh, whoops, no, she's not pregnant. And we got to see her with her legs up in the air, having it, like, sink into her body.
Yeah.
She's pregnant.
Okay,
well, I think, you know what? I just don't want her to get pregnant, and then this is the scenario that will happen. Raph then realizes that a lot of times, because you made someone pregnant, that's what kind of develops you, that relationship. So what's going to happen? He's going to begin to sympathize and be empathetic towards Petra and develop a relationship with her or not know. Or Jane's going to be like, you know what? I have a man that will be more than happy to take care of Mateo. You're welcome to be in his life, but you have a different family to take care of now.
No, I
think that's exactly
that.
What would happen.
Here's what I think. I think if it's a girl, then it's going to be completely different. Like, I think he's probably not going to want Petra to raise someone to be just like her.
He probably won't want his child, boy or girl, to be raised by her.
I totally agree. I think it would be like...
That'd be awful.
He has no feelings for her, and the fact that Luisa is trying to make her think that he does, and she's...
No, Luisa's trying to just be good with her brother.
Yeah, but I'm saying, had she not had that conversation with Petra and she really told the truth, like, no, he's not... interested, yeah, then she probably would have taken her mother's advice and sold the sperm, because had Louisa actually told the truth, like, no, he's not thinking about you. He's in love with Jane. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes people need to hear the hard truth.
And why did Louisa say that, though? Because I watched it and I was like, what? Is there some, like, side story that she's, like, faking, telling her, like, a lie?
No, she just wants to be, she wants to be good with Petra, to be part of the business, so mm-hmm. that gets successful, and so that Raph isn't mad at her anymore. She 100% was just, like, in her favor for that. Especially when she's like, did you walk away after that? So that's what bothers me about Louisa, is that her agenda is always with her, and then her attic problems, which just creates more of a mess. But that's normally what happens. Like, I feel like Louisa's thinking she wants her security and she wants to make Juicy happy, or she needs the money back to pull Juicy back in.
I also think that Louisa is still in love with Rose. I don't know if we'll see Rose's face again, but Sinrostro.
So, and love/wants a vengeance.
Yeah, and is going to be super tied into that story. And that's why they're continuing to have Louisa be such a big presence, causing problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she is a handful. I think she just needs to...
She will be a handful. She's going to be in 12 of the episodes.
Oh, wow. Series,
which is most of them, I
that's
feel like.
Most of them.
It's like more than half, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's a whole storyline waiting to happen.
What happens to Juice?
And she was so angry so quick, and I was like, oh my god, why are you so angry? I'm like, no, I guess I'd be really angry too. Why do you have a box of your ex-boyfriend's things or girlfriend's things?
Yeah, your love.
I don't know if I'd throw it in a pool, though.
I don't think
it's a
little intense,
but then again, it's a telenovela. How do you say telenovela?
Telenovela. Yes, I think that she went a little too far. Like, I think because it's still like very new, like that was still pretty recent when you're talking about how long they've known each other, mm-hmm. how long they dated. I think you need time to get over people. So, and she's, like, she just got out of the rehab clinic, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. she obviously has a problem.
Yeah. So. I have a weird question that just came to me. Do you guys think that Juice's name perhaps has any indication of, like, what she puts into her body, like steroids?
Are you trying to say she had a lot of muscles?
Well, I mean, right? Her name's Juice.
So she gets, right, she puts the juice in her. That's
I think so, right?
And then that could be why she was so angry. Because mm-hmm. the testosterone mm-hmm. from the steroids yeah. makes
she were a guy.
Yeah, and watch she finds out, or watch later she breaks up with Louisa and say, I'm sorry, I got off the juice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
My name is Candy.
And I'm not a lesbian. And I'm like, so, you know, so she's like, and I actually don't like women. I'm in love with my ex-boyfriend again. That'd be the worst. Poor Louise. She'd die. She would die.
She would have a fit.
That'd be great, though.
Yeah. And she would go back to Sinrostro.
That's so funny. Now I can see Sam watch this. She's like, yeah, I know why they call you Juice.
Juice.
Juicy J. Is that a rapper's name?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yes.
With Katy Perry, you know it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know Katy Perry. Or, Juicy J.
Yeah, or Usher Juicy J when he just, like, yells stuff in the background.
Mm-hmm.
How does he
that
do
is pretty much what he does.
And the stripper song.
I don't actually know any of his own songs.
Don't, yeah. Don't promote that song.
He's like a little John.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, James, thank you for that. You said 3-6 Mafia?
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. A pretty big deal.
Thank you.
So, sorry about that, Juicy J.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Okay. Well, you're good. We need to know those kind of things.
Thank you. That's things we need to know. So,
Rogelio and Diamada.
Oh,
sorry, I just started. No, I was just going to. Oh, yeah, we haven't even talked about the secret marriage. Well, I mean, I guess that doesn't really play a part in the episode, but that
really
does happen.
But
it will in the future.
Yes, and I just want to mention this scene where, I mean, and I know it's a little bit later, but since it's a quick scene, when mm-hmm. she tells them what happens, and I thought it was going to be dramatic, and it totally wasn't, and the fact that Abuela goes, well, you said you wanted things to go back to normal.
No, yeah. This is it.
And I think Gina has the best natural reactions.
She does.
Like when her boobs started lactating in front of the press,
she was, so
she was like, yes, do you see this?
Boom, boom.
You know? I mean, she didn't do that, but it would have been great if she did.
That boom, boom.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love it.
She has that face quiver, and it's amazing. Like,
oh, when she's sad?
When she's sad, or like when she's so happy, she's going to cry.
Yeah.
And it's this quiver, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, it's so good.
Her eyes are so expressive, too.
They are.
Everything she does, it's like there's so much going on behind her. Behind
that's
her eyes.
So true.
That's why she got that Golden Globe.
Yeah.
Getty girl.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway, if you couldn't tell, I was a fan.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we're all fans, Gina. We need to get Gina on the show. Gina. Okay, so what are we talking about?
I wanted to talk about Rogelio and Michael when he starts talking, when they start giving each other the advice, or when he's like, oh, how did you know me so well? He's like, oh, you were sighing really loud.
The sigh.
Do you guys think that Rogelio would, if the moment comes where they're both kind of fighting, who do you think he would give the advice to Jane for? Like, do you think he would want him to just be with Michael or be with Raph? Or?
I definitely think he wants him to be with Michael.
I think whatever's best for Rogelio at the time. Right. As much as he's a good guy, he's going to be a good papa. Yeah, he doesn't really know much else. And he's going to slowly grow throughout the series, which he has done so already.
Yes. Yeah.
But a little bit. And that's what TV is for, and not movies. Mm-hmm. Movies, you go and see someone change beginning to end. Mm-hmm. And I know this isn't about Rogelio, but we are seeing him slowly change. But he's still pretty far. Like, he has a lot of work to do.
Yeah. But I mean, he asked her if she wanted to make a book deal out of the situation going on outside the house.
I mean, but he was still considering her. Like, she wanted to be a writer, and, like, he's like, reality stars start from...
Right.
Yeah.
Like this. Yeah. Like, this is perfect. Like, this is what he has, however many millions of followers. He's like, So I didn't think it was necessarily bad, even though he knows her better, and he knows that she probably wouldn't want to use her son for profit. But I think that that's still, like, Rogelio. I didn't
the way he set up the questions was hilarious to me.
Yeah,
the hashtags. Do you want to do this? It's like, shut it down, or...
And she's like, no. And he's like, that's what I thought. moving on.
Yeah, but the fact that he asked, I thought it was like, that's Rogelio. Like, what do you expect? He's a social media...
I mean, the way he tweeted, and when he tweeted all the celebrity secrets just to get the press off of James, and it didn't work.
And that's showing his love, though.
It is. Yes.
That's him showing his love.
He's like, let me do whatever I can.
Yes, to get the paparazzi out of your way. So I think that that's a good thing.
Poor Jane being so tired after all of that.
No, that was one of my favorite scenes when her and her mom got in the bed and Abuela is rocking Mateo to sleep. And you could tell, because I could only imagine being a new mom and your baby gets kidnapped. Like, I didn't see them getting the baby back that quickly.
Me neither. Neither did I.
I saw it happening, like, you know, it would be...
Yeah. Well, thank God it didn't, though, because it is a newborn baby, so it just would have been fatal.
I think so, too.
Had they not gotten the baby back soon
enough. I agree.
Yeah. I'm just surprised that they had her. I just felt bad, because I remember when, you know, from the people that I've seen had babies, how quickly they fall asleep after they give birth. Like, they're excited, but there's just no energy. I mean, you just... Especially if you're doing it naturally... Oh, my gosh. And then for her to be up for 48 hours, that just goes to show you how OCD and how overproductive and actually a good mother she's going to be.
Yeah. She turned into survival mode.
Absolutely.
Like, very fast for her and the child.
How she got up after birth.
I love that she was... Yeah.
And you still saw her stomach, which was big.
I love that they still kept her stomach big.
Because they had to. At least they made that part realistic. But.
Yeah. I think that that was great that they didn't give her, like, the... The flat tummy, like, this is not a Hollywood
The
birth.
Hollywood flat tummy,
right? Like, oh my gosh, I'm now a size 2. Yeah, so I love that she looked like she still just delivered the baby. So that was great. Whoever did the makeup and the wardrobe.
Yeah, and just the story in general. I mean, we see so many, you know, kids being born on TV on these, you know, dramas. Mm-hmm. And it's very fast. You don't see the women crying very much. Like... And I loved how she was just kind of crying all the time. It was a very dramatic time.
It's emotional, yeah.
Yeah, but also, I mean, she has so much going on.
Yes.
Like, post-traumatic stress.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
She really needs to see a therapist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, but it, in all seriousness, especially because of how it happened.
Yeah.
And then how it played out. Oh, my gosh, that's so much.
Yeah.
How perfect was that moment, though, when she's in the bed with her mom and she just goes... Is it over?
Yeah.
My mom's like, I was like, that is a perfect moment.
Right?
That was so good.
Favorites. Even better when the narrator is like, 4 8 minutes.
Yeah. And then she goes to sleep, 4 8 minutes.
Yes. That was a great moment. Any other favorites?
No.
Favorite moments for you guys?
Yeah. Well, I mean, afterwards, when they're, the milk thing, like, going back
lactation.
To that, you know, when she's lactating, he's like, oh, maybe it's cluster feeding. I was really happy that they didn't make Rob's character lie about Michael giving him the advice.
Yes.
Like, I'm so happy that he thanked him in front of her.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's huge.
But do you think that worked
in his favor or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. What do you guys think? Because she got excited and then walked him out. Oh, no. She saw Michael later when she had that little conversation, right? Yeah.
Well, essentially, Michael drove Jane into Roth's arms by giving him the good advice.
Right.
But then, in a way, Roth did the same thing to Michael by giving him the credit.
Mm. Well done. You see, good. So then it just makes it harder still.
It's even now, okay?
It's even,
We just keep it even, so it keeps us talking.
Right?
We're like, who's better? What's going on? Why are they both such good guys?
You know, but that happens. It's one of those things where sometimes you probably, like in life, you would fall in love with two good guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not always one's worse than the other. It's just where's your heart at?
Yeah. There's not always good versus evil. Right. Or bad versus, right.
It's just better. Mm-hmm. And Roth's better. Team Roth.
And Roth's better. All the way.
I'm still Team Roth. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah.
In my notes, I just have, like, from as far as, like, scene order goes, that part happens, and then he thanks Michael, which is great, and then the Luisa and Petra part where they have that business meeting, and Luisa cries when they say juicy. I hate that. I don't know why it bothers me so much, because she did. She ruined the meeting, and there was just no point of it. Like, what? How would that actually happen to a person?
It wouldn't.
She's a psycho. It wouldn't. I know. Even for a novella, it wouldn't, though. That's why it bothers me, because I'm like, oh, there's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. Right. Tell me, girl.
Yeah, and it just doesn't make sense. Like, I wouldn't take Luisa. Like, she emotionally is not stable. Like, she really needs to talk to someone, preferably that, like, is not from the home that she came from. Like, she needs a new, you need a new therapist. So hopefully they'll write that in where it's not a female therapist, but she needs a male therapist where she could kind of deal with that female issue.
Hmm. That could That's be a whole episode on Jane the Virgin, just them all going to therapy.
Right? Every one of them. It's every scene. Yeah.
They should have a web series of that.
Yes.
The therapy sessions.
Put it on CW.com after the show.
Right? People can live tweet it. It'd be perfect.
Right? That would be interesting. Look, you may have created something for the Jane the Virgin writers.
Right?
They might watch it.
Yeah, that'd be hot.
That's most of the show, so I want to ask a question on, well, because we're going to talk about the last couple of scenes between Roth and Jane and Michael and Jane. What are your relationship like? How do you see it? Because, I mean, we have a very specific view of it. Like, I guess I'm asking the question incorrectly, or I'm really not even asking a question right now. Okay, so I'm going to start with the scene where she sees Michael and he goes outside and she's like, oh, just as the, what did she say? Not as the, he's staying over only as the baby's father, and then his face.
Right? Oh, we didn't talk about Roth with his shirt off.
Yeah, we will. I'm saying that one for the end.
I forgot about that.
But, like, that part right there, like, what do you think? Michael, because I know Sam's like, he's in love.
Yeah, he's in love, and he's trying to play it cool, but then part of me is thinking Jane is so tired and does not know what she is doing, and she's sleepwalking outside. I mean, she knows what she's doing. She feels these emotions that she's felt before. But it's not, like, sane. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying she's crazy. She's tired. She just gave birth. She has PTSD. It's crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's very, like, emotion-based and not real-life-based. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she's just saying something to comfort him because he's done so much to help her.
Okay.
So, oh, thank God. But then she goes inside and sees Roth.
Wow. Ooh. She's like, no, which is funny because right when she says that to him and she's like, but only as the baby's father. I was like, no. Yeah. And then scene. And then she was like, no. And I was like, I told you.
He's holding the baby. I mean, watching this man. I don't know.
Right? How do you not think? I think she's that's on team. My baby's daddy. Yeah.
She's like that guy right there.
Yes.
You guys, I thought something super ridiculous for about 10 seconds that Jane was having so much trouble breastfeeding. And Bob takes his shirt off. I was like, he's not trying to, is he?
No.
I think I can help you.
Let me try. I read this online.
Right? I know. I'm wondering, though, if Jane, like, you know, as females, when there's a guy around you who might have a crush on you and you don't want to be mean to him because he's great, but you're like, I'm just not into you that way. I'm hoping that it was that, like, where she was just trying to be nice, but at the same time didn't want to, because, like, he's staying over, like, only as a baby's father. I just don't need you to think anything. Plus, I still want this to keep going. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
She wasn't. No, she was, basically, like, just gearing that engine. She was like, come on, Michael. Like, that is what she said to him was very, like, you have a chance.
You think? No. Because I think when they showed the previews for the next episode, I think she's going to have sex.
Well, her mind's going to change a million times.
Right.
Like it does.
I read an article today that they were asking Gina Rodriguez, they're like, well, do you think that they will change the title of the song? And she's like, yeah, I could totally see them doing Jane the Virgin with the Virgin just X'd out.
X'd
but like,
out.
Mm-hmm. Like it's still going to be written there, but it's just X'd out as far as it looks. So, like,
but I'm hoping she'll get married because that's what Abuela would want first.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
But anyways, when she walks in and we see Raph's body,
it's amazing.
Best part of the show.
No, and when she said, but it's then, but, she, but and then best one part, because you know how we say it's all crazy? She's like, but it's back to like a regular weird, right? How do you feel about that line? That kind of wraps it up.
I love that line.
Do you now, how do you guys feel more? What, which, whose statement and whose last scene was stronger? Michael and Jane's or Jane's and Raph's?
Jane's and Raph's.
Raph is always going to have the upper hand because of Mateo.
It's his baby.
Okay.
He's a baby daddy.
Good. I just want to make myself feel better.
I'm team Raph. No, are you having second thoughts that you think Michael
I am, but because, I don't know, I love them both. I feel like I'm her. I'm like, I don't love you guys so much.
No, you guys, Michael's going to be a thing. He's going to be around for a while.
I think he was
going to be the godfather. Possibly.
No, he wouldn't let. No, he wouldn't be the godfather to her son.
I think he would.
Because he loves her. That's what I'm saying. I'm so torn between the two. They both deserve it. I mean, it just depends where she's at.
At all. Because I think she's going to stay with her first love from high school. How do you forget your first love and your first kiss?
Because it was her first love singly. It wasn't back and forth.
It wasn't his, but yeah. The fact that they ended up together and now she has his baby. It just makes sense.
Well, and like we were talking about Petra before, if she does get pregnant, it'll be interesting to see how Raph reacts.
Right.
And if he does the same thing he did with Jane, it was like, oh my gosh, I love you.
No.
Right?
I don't think he could, because he's not even interested in her remotely. Like, the conversation that he had with Louisa about Petra is like, no, I'm done.
Like, but I know. That's why I thought, too. I'm like, I hope it doesn't happen that way.
No, I think he would think that she's crazy and he would want the child, especially if it's a girl, because he's going to think she's going to be crazy just like her mother.
We'll see.
If I don't.
Shall we go on predictions?
Yes, predictions. What's happening?
Predictions.
I'm just scared. It's like Halloween time,
right?
So like anything's jerky. My boyfriend keeps wanting me to go to all these haunted houses. So I'm like,
no,
what's going on? What's going on?
So cute.
Go ahead, Ms. Richards.
I think they're going to keep us guessing for a while. Right. I think that they're definitely going to keep that whole relationship with the triangle going for at least like 3 or 4 more episodes, for sure.
I think the love triangle is going to be going on for a while, and I just feel like the fact that Michael was holding the baby, delivering it back, is kind of symbolism that, like I said, he's going to be in the baby's life for some time, and that he kind of thinks of him as his child. I think that Sin Rostro and Louisa, she's kind of going to help facilitate her come back in a way, because she's still obsessed or has revenge fantasies, something. She's going to play a part in Sin Rostro coming back.
I think that James' relationship with Michael will become very strong, but it'll always be the little things that are huge that'll connect her with Raph in addition to Mateo. But I'm hoping, or I'm not hoping, but I'm thinking that it'll be Sin Rostro that will ultimately separate Michael and Jane. I think that maybe Michael will genuinely get so involved in that, and hopefully he'll just get like a new wonderful love interest. Right. Not like a bad person. Someone that we would all be happy
Not
about.
Not crazy like Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was crazy. My predictions are that she, Sin Rostro, is going to come back and she's going to be cast as a new person. I think she's going to be a totally different person. So congratulations to whoever that actress is. I think that Michael is going to be the godfather. At least that's what I hope.
The new spinoff, Michael the Godfather.
Michael and Mateo.
Michael and Mateo.
I think that Roth and Jane are going to get married and have sex on their honeymoon night. And, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
and the surprise marriage is not getting annulled.
That's my guess. That's my guess, too. I was going to say that, too.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it's going to stick.
And I think that Siamata's going to get pregnant again.
I totally think that's coming.
Because when she was like, I think I'm just overwhelmed, I think she was she was pregnant. I was like, no, girl, you're pregnant. And it's like, oh, but I don't know if they had sex yet. They've been having sex.
What are you saying?
I'm tripping. I'm sorry, from the time that they got married, so because it would have happened that honeymoon.
Okay.
But they woke up dressed, so I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, I think I felt the same thing when I saw that. I'm really glad you mentioned it.
Oh, okay. Yes,
yeah, that's a great prediction. She's pregnant.
Yeah. That'd be great, because then it would be like
a weird. It would make the family even more good weird. Is that what she said?
It's a millennial family.
Yeah.
So the baby, Ziamara's baby, would be
Jane's sister, Mateo's tia.
Yeah, that's aunt or uncle, right?
Yeah. Interesting. Amanda's like, oh my gosh,
it's so much. It's so
much. A lot. So that's our show. So where can we find you guys on social media?
You can find me at AmandaAfta31, Amanda Richards. Thanks, guys.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com or on Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
And mi gente hermosa, I was so happy to be here again and for a really great season. You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie.
And I'm Madison Chase. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, and YouTube. YouTube, it's One Mad Chase, but everything else is Madison Chase Fitch. So thank you guys, and join us next week for Chapter 24.
Bye!
Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.